Now, my beloved, you must, quite early in your lessons, now begin to develop the power of visualization. This means that you must create for yourself pictures in the mind of those conditions which you wish to realize. You remember, your imagination is the creative faculty. That is the wonderful instrument with which we all work, whether we know it or not. You must also know that thought is an immeasurable force, and you are using it for good or ill every moment that you live. We cannot see thought, but we know that we think. Thought creates images just as real as you might when you take, say, some lumber to make a shelf for your kitchen. There are men who have actually seen the forms that thought creates. We have not gone far enough yet to develop this power, but we are on our way. Now, this is to be your first exercise. Now, practice this when you have completely read your lesson each evening. When you are in a state of perfect peace, make a slight effort of the will, without any strain, that you are to create the new physical you. Sit calmly, with the eyes gently closed, the eyes slightly raised, as if you were looking upward to your forehead. Be very still. So still that you do not move at all for a long time. Then mentally state that you are about to form a picture of your perfect, wondrous self. Will that this picture shall become a reality before your eyes. Then wait and watch, perfectly still. Do not strain. Soon you will see, just a little removed from the front of your eyes, a picture being painted for you, so to speak. There it comes. I see that beautiful head, thick, healthy hair, perfect features, a face unlined and happy, the eyes bright. I see a strong neck, a full chest, strong arms and hands. I see my perfect self before me, powerful, strong, and harmonious in every muscle. And then, my beloved, ever so still, mentally go down through your body and note the beauty, the strength, the youth, the very glory of life within you. Then imagine a great light around your perfect self, pictured before your mind. You are bathed in light. Perhaps the light will be so strong as to seem to blind your physical vision. Hold it. Then, still, very still, bring that picture nearer. Say mentally to yourself that it is coming nearer to you. Watch it. Bring it so near that you can see every part of your beautiful body. Then bring it still nearer, nearer, nearer. And finally, let the light sweep down through you as the picture is lost in the absorption of your mind. The light will bathe you from head to foot. Affirm, then, that perfect self has now been unfolded to you, and visualize the truth of this statement in your own body. You should feel a deep peace within you, and when you come out of your meditation, you should be bathed in light and happiness, for the work that you have done is now going on in your own body, leading on to perfection in every detail. a week of this exercise, if you can induce a state of abstraction and a perfect stillness, should enable you to witness considerable advance towards improved physical condition. And now, I want to introduce you to what in mental physics we call our 9 positives. You will this week add these words, powerful words, to your own meditation. I am whole. I am perfect. I am strong. I am powerful. I am loving. I am harmonious. I am rich. I am young. I am happy. Now, my beloved, it is not necessary for you now to know exactly what you are doing when you undertake this last visualization exercise. You, however, will be able soon to see the good result. Rest assured that in due course, the explanation of the work you are starting will all be scientifically given to you. In a word, one may say now that in this exercise you are bringing into perfect rhythm all the forces of your body, bringing them all into one direction, so to speak, just as in the light of the electric bulb, all the molecules are magnetized to flow in one direction, and so we get the light. But we do not need to hamper our progress at the moment by technical explanations. We are interested in results. Now first, I am whole. In a state of relaxation, with the mind crystally clear, think of the word whole. Into the mind there will come doubtless a sensation of roundness. You will think outward from your mind, so to say. And the more you concentrate, the more you will sense this ever-enlarging roundness. Feel this sensation of roundness and wholeness. Lose yourself within it, so that your thought, as thought, ceases, and you feel yourself in this blissful state of wholeness. Then, second, I am perfect. When you're thinking of the word perfect, the sensation in the mind is different from that when you are thinking of whole, is it not? Notice the difference in your meditation. Whatever the feeling that contemplation of the word brings, register the feeling, so that you will be able to bring back the feeling at any time that you so desire. Then third, I am strong. You will get my meaning a little more clearly by illustration. When I was in the Far East as a geographer, with illness and accidents and diseases dogging my footsteps all the time, I once found myself so ill that I could not get back my strength. My old master told me to wait and watch what came into the mind when thinking of strength. So I sat and meditated, and soon there came a movement at the left side of my head, in what seemed to be the left side of the arena of my mind. Then I saw movement. I watched. Then this picture. Down the hill, I saw movement in the long jungle grass. The moon high overhead. Then the movement came nearer. Then, from out the long pampas grass, I saw an elephant come along, with a man riding on his head. Then the elephant, which is after these many years my elephant, because I can bring him back into my mind at any time. My elephant passed in front of my mind over into the positive side, the right side, and began piling teak wood, as I have seen it done in Burma and India many times. Thus I derived my idea of strength. Well, my beloved, you get your own symbol. Now, 5. I am powerful. The same thing here. Feel what power is, and then wait for the symbol to enter your mind, which you can use at any time thereafter. My own symbol of power is Niagara. It came to me immediately I saw Niagara for the first time. Then next, I am loving. Think of love, of its changelessness, of its essence in whatever form it may be presented to your mind. See whether you understand what the love of God truly means. And then, I am harmonious. Think of harmony, rhythm, balance, equilibrium, poise of the whole universe. Think of it in the order of the universe. But you must not let it rest only in your mind. It must pass out of the mind into the feelings, and the feeling must be so deeply registered that it is yours to do whatever you like with at any time. Then I am rich. Think of the unfailing supply of the universe. You are rich. But if in this meditation it does not come to you as clearly and as positively as you would like, you may be doing it in the wrong way. You must be still. The question of supply is very important to many people. And then I am young. Imagine that the body is wholly liquid, as if it is in a liquid state from head to foot. Imagine innumerable streams of living light are coursing downward in the body. So clearly can you see them, because you are so still, that you feel that this great stream of light flowing all down through you does not miss one cell in your body. And then I am happy. If we understand the inner meaning, the hidden meaning of these words, there is then nothing else to learn. Imagine that you're looking upward to the top of your head, as if you're concentrating, and so forcing your own thought up through the top of your head, and then thoroughly relax the mind as you have the body, and imagine that every cell in the body is being charged with joy, which is the vital fluid that propels the forces of the very universe. My beloved, we have come again to the end of another lesson. With all my heart, I hope that you will have a holy week. With all my heart, I trust that you will practice and be happy in your practice. Peace and joy and love be the triangle of your spirit throughout the days of this coming week. Yea, peace be unto you.